Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, Ben, I've just been confirmed across the street, so.
Oh, for your television, well, your streaming appearance.
Yes.
Good for you.
My buddy Jake Garignani on Channel 8.
Could help your brand.
Nando in the chat says, this show is crap, to be honest.
All right.
It's just been one of those days. It's just people have those, just people are, I don't know what it is. Something in
the air.
Does he
mean today or maybe just in general all the time?
Just in general all the time. There was a full moon. People get weird. I don't necessarily always believe in the full moon bit, but the older I get, I kind of do.
Then Nando, is directed to everybody but you. The biggest fan contest is returning.
You can't win.
On January 27th. Our grand prize is a night in the Odyssey Suite. 20 tickets for you and your friends at a future Padres game. All you have to do, as long as you're not Nando, is register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Put your name in, and then starting January 27th, listen when we announce names each day, 9 a.m. on our program, 1 p.m. on the Annie and Elston Show, and 5:30 on Gwyn and Chris for your chance to call back within 10 minutes and qualify for the night in the Odyssey Suite at Petco Park.
Now, maybe Nando likes the other shows. Well, maybe. And he doesn't think they're crap, so he could be the biggest
fan. Could still win.
Wouldn't the irony be that he loves Gwyn and Chris, but his name gets called during our show and he's not listening?
He's not listening.
Because we can't promise you that if you're a tier one that
something tells
the
me
name will get
listening.
Called in the morning. It could be called in the afternoon. Yeah. It could be called in the evening. We just don't know where the names land.
Well, Nando, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. I'd give you a hug if I could. I love you.
I know this story carried no interest to you earlier, so I'm going to bring it back because ESPN has unveiled the first half of their Sunday Night Baseball schedule in its entirety. Padres actually have 3 appearances on Sunday Night Baseball in the first half of the season. The first Sunday, March 30th, against the Atlanta Braves at Petco Park. April 20th, on the road against the Houston Astros. And then again on July 6th at home against the Texas Rangers.
July 6th. Okay.
July 6th. Yeah. So those are the recently released Sunday Night Baseball through August 17th games that ESPN is going to be airing on Sunday nights.
Justin says, if you crap on the show in the chat, you get airtime. Got it. Yes, Justin Braley. That's exactly right. If you want to be mentioned, just crap on us and I will give you a shout out. Shout out to Justin. Nando, too.
It does tend to draw Woods' attention.
I stink.
Do you?
Yeah. God. It's like smuggling garlic under my pits. I don't know
what. Using that organic deodorant?
Yes, Tom's. I've switched to Tom's. Ugh. And my deodorant.
Go back to whatever you're using.
My deodorant smells like sweat. So when I smell, I go, I'm going to put this on to mask the scent.
No, that's not my scent. That's what my deodorant smells like. It smells like my deodorant.
Dang,
smells like
dude.
BO. I don't really like the phrase BO.
I reek. This sucks. What happened? I need like a wipe or something. I just noticed. Sorry. If you smell something, it's me. I'm telling you right now.
I think I'm far enough away.
Nando said this show is crap. No, this show smells like
this show stinks
crap.
like garlic. Like, I had two bales of onions.
What did you eat last night?
A spaghetti?
With garlic?
No.
No?
No. Man, yeah, this show doesn't stink. Woods does. Exactly. It's exactly right. Thank you, Nate. This is terrible. Terrible.
That is such... I mean, you're so open about it. I think most of us would smell, and then we'd spend the rest of our days
not
with our arms very tightly to our sides.
I can't stop smelling it. It's so bad, I can't stop smelling it.
Until we could get back to, you know, the drugstore
or
something.
You want to smell it?
No, I do not want to smell it. I don't.
It's not great.
I'll give you $5 if you smell it.
All right. I don't want $5.
Just smell it.
No.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Scale of 1 to 10 what?
How bad it smells.
I don't know. I don't want to find out. Why doesn't Paul? If you're so curious, Paul.
I don't. I'm not curious.
Real quick. Right.
It's like a six.
Six? I mean,
it's not great. There's still a hint of deodorant there. That's
no,
like,
that's the deodorant. It smells like sweat.
There's a slight soapiness that is counteracting it.
It's onion flavored
soap.
Do you say flavored?
Onion scented.
Onion flavored.
It's onion scented. It's onion and garlic scented with a little chili smell in there as well. God, dude.
Chili.
The chili. Like beef chili. Yeah. This is not good. Sons of Arkham says, need to change the secret. Other stuff is telling you. I think I'm with you. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. It's perfect for me.
pH balance.
pH balance. That's right. Stinky. Sorry. Sorry for the detour. I took my sweatshirt off because I was hot. And I noticed that I happen to really smell.
Are you nervous for some reason? Sometimes when people are like nervous, they will sweat and it may smell worse. The stench of fear.
This 4 hours a day is the least nervous I ever am. Does that make sense? It shouldn't be
it's
that
weird.
Way.
That's weird.
But the minute I leave here is when I get nervous. Truly. When I'm here, this is my safest space on the planet, is being here with you guys and with the tier ones, most of the tier ones. But this is the time that I'm least nervous in the day. I'm way more nervous when I leave here. Way more. So, sorry about that.
A little news from John Morosi. Not that this is unexpected, but Ha-Sung Kim, not expected to be ready for opening day due to the shoulder injury. Remember, he suffered diving back to first base late in the season, ended his year with the Padres. He became a free agent in the offseason, has not signed anywhere, so he remains on the open market. And I assume one of the reasons why he does is the questions about his health going into the year and when he will be available. They have acknowledged what I think was fairly clear. He's not going to be ready to go. Not quite sure how long it's going to take for him to be 100% and healthy, but it's got to be a big factor for any team. You know, he's looking for a multi-year deal. He's looking for, you know, his big free agency contract, and he's got this very inconvenient time to have a shoulder injury.
Yeah, and it looks like he's going to have to take that one-year prove-it deal. Now, could that be a return to the San Diego Padres? I have no idea. Is that something you guys would be interested in? Ha-Sung Kim on a bargain as he, you know, could play, give you half a season. I don't know there's no timetable for his return. We all saw the injury and we saw him get hurt and he was out for a while. I went to San Francisco for that series. It was September 17th. It was for my wife's birthday. I'm down there pregame. And we're in our seats, and I'm looking at the guy in the cages, and I go, oh, that's Ha-Sung Kim. And he is ripping baseballs. And I mean, this was not a half-ass 50% in the cage. He was ripping balls off the wall. And I'm like, all right, well, clearly he can swing it. It's the throw, I guess. It's the you know, maybe the diving around, playing short or whatever. But, like, I'm really surprised this thing is nagging him as long as it has. Because, again, you couldn't swing harder. Then he was swinging down there. I've never seen anybody swing that hard in my life.
It's not, this is nothing against Ha-Sung Kim. It's more of just the circumstances around the team. They've missed out on some free agents that we thought we needed him. We could have used him.
Kagashioka, sure.
And I don't know if it's, if their money's tight or whatever, but do we need Ha-Sung Kim? I don't know that it's a position of need right now. You have other spots that you absolutely
let's play this out.
That should get all the money right now.
Let's say you sign Ha-Sung Kim to a one-year deal so he allows himself to get healthy and re-enter free agency. He gets back end of May, let's say. You know,
Right, like a million bucks? Okay.
So then you've started the season. You've asked Xander Bogaerts probably. All right, you're starting it short, but when Ha-Seong Kim comes back, you're moving again to second base? Or what do you do in that circumstance?
I have no idea. Brandon says when you went to San Francisco, I don't think he'd had surgery at that point. Did he have? He did.
No,
have,
he had waited on the surgery until later.
He was trying to come back.
Once he had the surgery, that obviously changes the equation.
Yeah, once you get the surgery, that'll change it up.
That is true.
But again, like,
are you concerned as AJ Preller of yanking around Xander Bogaerts again?
Of course I am. I mean, if you're Xander Bogaerts, do you have any confidence? Where do you have any idea where you're playing? I know Mike Schilt, I think it was either us that he told or it was MLB Network, one of the two, and he said, look, that was tough on Xander. We're going to do better this year. He's going to know coming in. I haven't heard any bold proclamations that we're a few weeks away. I don't know the conversations they've had behind the scenes, but I would imagine.
Privately, they could have told him, you're up for this season, but that would change if Ha-Seong Kim was signed, I would imagine.
But again, what version of Ha-Seong Kim are you getting? If you get a healthy Ha-Seong Kim for half a season, can he help you? Yes, absolutely.
I think it's also human nature. I get that baseball is a business and executives can be patient, but when you sign a free agent, you want to unwrap your toy immediately. No one wants to sign a free agent and go, and we get to wait 2 months while he gets healthy.
Yeah, you ever see a guy get called up on a Wednesday? That dude is in there Wednesday night. It happens every day. You know they're going to Ray Kerr here, making his major league debut. Like, you know it happens
every
time.
You like to use your new toys.
You like
to
use it. That's exactly right.
And, you know, worst case scenario, he has a setback in his recovery. You've signed him. You spent however many millions on a one-year deal. And you may not get them at all or for a very limited amount of time. There's some risk involved in that short-term contract as well.
And Jeff says this, and look, I'm half in and half out on this as usual. Jeff says, I totally get the back and forth with Xander, but honestly, it shouldn't matter. You got his bag, you go where they tell you and play your contract, end of story. Yes, on paper, black and white, you're absolutely right, Jeff. You want players that say, wherever you need me, that's where I'll go. Xander essentially did that. But, again, to show up to spring training and be like, hey, by the way, you're our second baseman, that's jarring for anyone. It's jarring for anyone. How do you prepare this offseason? I'm going to be up the middle, so I think I'll take some ground balls. But, like, what do I really need to work on to come into the season being the best that I can be? At the end of the day, they are professionals. But I think letting a guy know where he's going to be playing or whether you – where you're expecting him to play the majority, that's also being a professional organization and letting them know, you're my shortstop, until you're not, but you're my shortstop.
It's not a flaw of Xander Bogaerts that he likes some stability and knowing where he's going to play.
It's not.
In fact, it's a sign of his professionalism.
Correct.
He wants to be as fully prepared as possible. Now, are there other guys like Jake Cronenworth who are like,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. First, second, short, just throw me in. I'll be fine.
It's interesting.
But, you know, it's a personality difference. But it doesn't say less of Xander Bogaerts. In some ways, it says, no, he takes this really seriously.
Correct.
And wants to know exactly where he's playing so he can prepare and give it his all at that position.
One thing I've heard from baseball players, ad nauseum almost, just tell me. Just tell me. I saw Nick Castellanos. He just did an appearance with, I think, Chris Rose. And they were talking to him about some of the trade rumors that were involving him. And he goes, oh, what did I do? He goes, I picked up the phone. I called Dave Dombrowski. And I said, hey, any truth to this? You're trading me and Alec Bohm for Kyle Tucker? And Dave said, no, not at all. And he goes, great. And Chris Rose was marveled. He goes, I can't believe that you just called him. He goes, yeah. He goes, I've told Dave my whole career, if there's something that I'm, just pick up the phone and call me. Don't, he said, shoot me between the eyes. That's where I want you to shoot me. If you're going to shoot me between the eyes. I want to know. All these guys, just like in Moneyball, you know, don't beat around the bush. Tell them you've been traded to the Cincinnati Reds. They just want upfront, be honest with them. They can handle the quote unquote bad news if it is in fact bad news.
All right. I'm going to give you some bad news right now. You do in fact smell, and now I can't,
you can't
stop
smell
smelling
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Now it is. That's why I didn't want to smell it, because now I know what it smells like, so now I catch every whiff of it coming
over. Yet, so keep those arms down.
You're a little further away,
but
you do smell. I'm just going to tell you flat out.
Right, it stinks.
Shoot you right in the forehead.
Yep.
Yeah, you smell.
Shoot me in the forehead.
We got a Rattle Report still coming up. First, though, we took a picture after the show yesterday, the three of us with Dave Rickards.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of people going, man, Ben, you still look great. After my SDFatLoss.com weight loss journey, I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. I mean, this is real. This is a legit life changer. It was for me, and it can be for you as well. Do what I did. Make the call. Lose up to a pound of fat per day. A new you in the new year. And call before January 31st or just go online to SDFatLoss.com. Set up your free consultation. You can get $200 off with their New Year special. Here's what you can expect. Faster metabolism, more energy, sleeping better, less pain, so many benefits, just generally a healthier person. How do you lose the weight? You do it with real food, eating stuff from the grocery store like chicken and steak, no injections, no hormones. You don't have to buy any extra shakes or bars or mixes that you then, your body becomes dependent on them. And unless you're ready to do these for the rest of your life, and none of us are, then you're likely just going to start gaining the weight back when the program's over. That's not why you did this. You did this to keep the weight off. I've kept the weight off for a year and a half. You can do it as well. Go to SDFatLoss.com, schedule your free consultation with their great team, and take advantage of the $200 off here in the month of January at SDFatLoss.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just went to the bathroom, Ben, and used some dude wipes under my arms, but I don't know that it's helping. Sorry. Won't happen again. I'd be mad at you if you stunk.
Have I ever stunk, to your knowledge?
I mean, I'm sure you have stunk.
In my life.
To my knowledge, I've never...
Good.
I'd never have thought that you stunk. Good. You need a haircut, I'll say that.
I'm getting one today.
Good for you. You know, you're getting bushy back there.
I definitely am. And the reason why, though, that I have let it get...
Bush.
A little out of hand. I'm trying someone new today.
At Sport Clips?
Nope.
Oh.
No, I'm going
Super
to...
Supercuts.
No. Not going to a chain today.
Whoa. Wait, really?
Yeah, I got a recommendation. And
excuse me?
I'm sorry. We've given you recommendations for like 7 years. 5 years.
Yeah.
Now.
I know, but I decided, no, let's branch out and try something a little different. So
I am. And you waited until 9:20.
Juan in Solana Beach today, and I got an appointment this afternoon, and I'm going to let him cut my hair. We'll see how it goes. No promises for future haircuts.
This is a test for Juan.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a tryout. Yeah.
it's an open tryout to cut your hair. Have you been using your...
My Rogaine? Yeah, I've been taking it. I don't know if there's a difference or not. It's supposed to...
I think you look a little thicker.
A little thicker up there?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hopefully you never noticed that it wasn't as thick before.
I didn't, really.
Now you're not noticing that it's getting thicker as well. I'm fine with that. We like subtle changes around here.
That's true.
Same thing with my new haircut guy. Subtle changes. You can put your own spin on it, obviously, but we're looking for very subtle spin on Ben's hair.
This is a huge announcement.
Ben's hair doesn't change that much, that dramatically. I told you, the only time I ever tried changing it dramatically, I got called right into the office the first day by my news director.
I still can't believe that story.
That doesn't work for me.
How dramatic was it? Did you come in with a bowl haircut or something?
No,
what was it?
It was a lot spikier.
You spiked
looking.
It.
It was like, yeah, it was kind of spiky.
Do you have a picture?
I don't think I have a picture. Sorry.
Are you going to do? You get the broccoli cut. I'll give you $1,000.
Could I get I can't do the broccoli cut.
You can do it.
So you watch a college basketball game on FX last night.
Every one of them.
It is. How do they do that? How do they grow?
They shave around the sides and then they just let their hair.
Like a perm.
It's like a perm, a permanent.
But they can do it with the regular curly hair,
yeah,
like Jackson Merrill. Or there's the guys who have the dreads on top, but it still kind of works all the same way.
I know.
Like you call it like the broccoli cut. Yeah, I think they probably call it that because it seems more like a term of derision.
It is. I say it to deride them.
Right.
Yes. I was talking to your brother, Sam, about it, one of his kids. He goes, when he walks in the room, I'm filled with rage. Because when I see it, he hasn't even done anything wrong. And I'm livid at him. I go, Sam, I would be the same way. I will be the same way. Because you know your kid, that's their job, is to do things to annoy you. But I'm really interested to see what you do with it.
I'm interested as well. It's
what are you going to tell him? Because you've never gone. You go to Sport Clips and you watch, you know, pardon the interruption, and you get your hot towel and you're good to go.
I do.
This is going to be weird for you.
It is going to be different for me for sure. So
are you going to go high and tight? What are
you going to say? You see how my hair looks right now? Kind of want it to look like that, but shorter. But if you want to, you know, give me a suggestion or two, I'm going to be open to discussing it at the very least.
So, this is a big thing because you've been Sport Clips for life. Did they give you a bad haircut the last time and it was time to get a recommendation?
No.
Where'd you get the recommendation?
So, it was made known to me through, Tony, that he goes to Juan. That Juan really wanted to cut my hair. Like he said, Tony, I would love to cut Ben's hair.
I think
and
I could do
it. When I heard that, I said, okay. I mean, if you actually.
Because
request,
you think you're going to get a deal?
No, not that I think that I'm going to get a deal. Don't you feel like if someone like requests the job, I'm not seeking him out. He sought me out as a client.
Yeah, you like the. You got your ego stroked a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
My barber's a tier one.
Yeah.
He reached out and I was like, I can give him a shot.
Yeah, why not?
Never going to anybody else.
So, tier one haircut.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to see what Juan does with it. Juan, go crazy.
Yeah, we need to get in touch with Juan before. When is it?
Today.
1:45 this afternoon.
Oh, my God.
A couple hours.
This is huge. This is huge. This is a big step
for
you.
You'll see it on TV tonight.
You're really stepping out. I'm very proud of you.
Yep.
Doing bits and stuff
fresh.
Earlier in the week and getting haircuts at salons. Is it a barbershop or a salon?
I think he rents a chair at like a salon. But
this is huge. huge.
But I think he's kind of, he's also a barber. I mean, it's a,
but
it's a barber cut.
But it's at a salon.
Yeah. I'm not, it's not like a $200 cut or something.
This is your first time. How do you know?
Well, I saw what he charged when I made the Booksy reservation. Okay. Right. So, yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
This is a big thing.
It's a little more than, you know, my sport clips, but it's fine.
It's worth it.
I think
you don't stamp on a haircut, man.
We'll see if it is. They all always do a good job.
Woods, will you join me? I'll put up $500 if you get the Jack Harlow.
That's the broccoli cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you $500.
I just don't think it would.
$1,000, man.
It would look so ridiculous. The Jack Harlow. I mean, let's call it. It's the Jackson Merrill, too. Like, yeah.
Again, the only direction I ever give the person who cuts my hair, because they always ask you that question, you want it straight or rounded in the back?
Tapered.
And I always say, round anything you can. I have the most square-shaped head already. Mm-hmm. Anything that you can do to add a little roundness to my head is appreciated.
Have you ever shaved your head? Like buzz cut?
Yeah, when I was in college for like a semester, I just kept it really low, like a number two.
Give me the Freddie Freeman. Like, give me the Roger Maris. Such a goober.
Straight out of the military.
Straight out, like, just straight, flat top.
No, they always ask, rounded or squared. There is a third option. It's tapered. It looks just more natural. It's good.
They don't give me that option. Maybe I'll get that option now.
Juan, do your magic, please. I won't get in his ear.
I mean, I do get it blended.
Oh, yeah.
Because I get it clippered on the sides.
Oh, yeah,
blend to the top. Mm-hmm. I don't want a stark contrast between the sides and the top.
I love this.
And that's what you kind of want me to get. There's a stark contrast.
This is my favorite segment we've ever done because this is huge. This is crazy. Like, you've never, ever even considered going to My Girl or Pauly's Guy. You never even considered it. And now Tony makes a recommendation.
He would have come in and done it on the air.
Yeah, he would have done it on the air. It's like you're saying I'm starting to dabble with prostitutes or something. I mean, this is a huge, huge thing here. I'm blown away.
Right, I made the appointment last week, but
I can't wait to see
time.
It.
And haircut incoming today.
I can't wait. Send me a picture when you're done.
Also incoming is our Rhino Report. Paulie's going to get us some stories we haven't gotten to so far today. I think he's taking us to the world of basketball and more. First, though, Wood's going to tell us about Underdog.
Well, speaking of the world of basketball, you can certainly get in and play some daily fantasy. If you're a California sports fan, Underdog is now available to play in our state, the best place to cash in on all your takes during the playoffs and any other sport, really, which players are going to go off, which ones are ice cold. So they've got a pick 'em game. You can win up to 1,000 times your money by choosing higher or lower on player stats, shots made, interceptions, touchdowns, all of that. It's really, really fun. Very, very simple to use as well, which was really important to me. I've used some other ones before. They were not simple at all, not in the slightest. This is super easy. If a guy like me can figure it out, you guys can as well. Create entries with football picks or mix and match across all your other favorite sports. Very, very fun. Very, very cool. Underdog, the best place to play Pick'em. Download the app. Sign up with the promo code Woods. Deposit now. Get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. Promo code is Woods. Must be 18 and over. Present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Just a reminder, the San Diego Food Bank is supporting the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank's ongoing relief efforts by collecting donations of non-perishable food and supplies through tomorrow. They're going to be delivered at the end of the week. You can drop off items at either of the San Diego Food Bank's warehouses in Miramar or Vista. Here's what they need up in LA. They've requested water, energy bars, pop top, tuna and chicken cans, raisin and other dried fruit trail mix, peanut butter crackers, cheese crackers, 100% juice boxes, individual cereal boxes, diapers, and wipes. If you want more information, you can go to sandiegofoodbank.org/LA-wildfires.
Yeah, and I got a DM from one of our beloved Tier 1 Summer. She works at Sushi Lounge. We go there all the time. My family does. I know you do as well, Benny. They have created the relief roll at Sushi Lounge, Encinitas, Point Loma, and Poway locations. And half of the proceeds will be donated to the World Central Kitchen. They're up in L.A. feeding the first responders, those affected. So it looks phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Yes, spicy albacore and cucumber topped with seared albacore, avocado, and spicy tuna poke with yuzu soy. That's right up my alley.
It is really, really good. Yeah, supporting the World Central Kitchen. So, lunch today, head on out to
Sushi
Lounge.
And I'm sure there are a lot of businesses out there that are doing that as well, and appreciate everybody's efforts, obviously. It's going to be a long and slow and painful recovery because we've experienced it here in San Diego as well, so we know what they're going through up in Los Angeles. All right, final segment of the day. That means it is time for the Rindle Report. We'll get to that right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Good morning, my friends.
Good morning.
I'm going to start off on a rough note here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not a good story. I apologize.
Love a rough note.
You know, it's an update to a story we talked about last week. Woods, you actually mentioned, you said, does this make me a monster when somebody passes away, especially when it's unexpected, young?
Yeah.
First thing is, well, what happened?
It's
not our business,
right.
But everyone thinks it. Well, we were talking about former MLB pitcher Brian Matisse.
Mattis. You have a buddy that with the same last name.
And he pronounces it differently.
Matisse. Yeah.
Same exact name, spelling. Yeah. So Brian Mattis passed away last week. It was announced. And we were going, what happened? Well, we found out what happened, and it's really, it's
very
awful.
Sad.
It's so sad. He died from an apparent overdose, and he was found at his home in Phoenix with drug
paraphernalia.
Yep. White substance.
Oh, it was awful.
The worst part for me, I mean, obviously, it's the whole story is awful, and I was reading, it says, this is from TMZ, says, we're told it was his mother who discovered him after she had grown concerned about him due to comments he made about feeling like he had nothing left to live for.
Gutted me, man. 37 years old, had a nice big league career, and you see mental illness, mental health challenges rear their ugly head to a guy like that, right? And so just another reminder, take care of yourself. If you're feeling that way, it's not true. It's the disease telling you that. And I guess he had struggled with some substance issues before, mm-hmm. and had gotten sober, and then obviously was not sober at the end. But it's the depression, it's the mental health struggles that so many people out there go through. And it just gutted me to read that yesterday. And I think about my own kids and parents, what they went through with me, you know, and it's just... Please take care of yourself. There is help available. Find it. Seek it out. DM me. You know, I can steer you in the right direction. But I just can't recommend it enough.
Nobody,
I just can't.
Nobody is immune to
nobody.
Depression.
I mean, my God, it does not discriminate.
It doesn't matter what you do. But I was wondering, I was thinking about it when I saw this the update to this story yesterday, and I go, God, how often does this happen with athletes in particular? You know, you retire, you get cut. You're out of a job, whatever, whether it's on your terms or not, you get an injury.
And like, it's rarely on their terms, you know? Rarely.
Yeah, not everybody's
Jeter.
Peyton Manning,
yeah, exactly.
Tom Brady, like 40 years old.
The big farewell tour,
right.
And several championships.
You just go, man, like 37 years old, like that means 30 years of his life.
Yeah.
All he knows is baseball.
That's it.
And, you know, it doesn't matter what sport. And I just go, God, this probably happens so often that athletes in particular, but again, depression, it has no biases. It's like it can come after anybody. But that was just, you asked what happened, we found out what happened.
Yeah,
broke
my heart. You know, yeah, there's some athletes who their career ends and they're like, okay, can't wait to reinvent myself and take another path. But, you know, it's not easy. I mean, like if someone had told me 10 years ago, all right, you're done with radio and TV. Like they've tapped you on the shoulder. It's time, and it's like, now what do I do? You know, how would I have embraced that? I don't know. I didn't have to face that, fortunately, but I certainly have empathy for someone who has put so much work into something and then is told, now you can't do that anymore.
Yep.
And you got to figure something else out.
Yeah, I broke my heart reading that yesterday.
All right, we'll move on. I apologize. This story is...
Oh, another one.
Nobody died.
Oh, okay,
but it's still not a great story. It probably could have been a don't do this if we had more time earlier. So, Victor Wembanyama, one of the premier players in the NBA, he likes to do jersey swaps, as do a lot of NBA players. You see it in football, soccer as well. The jersey swap.
Sure.
It's a good bit.
I like that. I like it, too.
So, last month, Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs were playing the Brooklyn Nets, and he was walking off the court, and he saw a young child. I mean, this kid, I saw the picture, he couldn't be more than 5 years old, and he was holding a sign that said, "Victor, will you do a jersey swap with me?" And of course, Victor Wembanyama, the sweetheart that he is, takes the jersey off his back, gives it to the kid. The jersey is twice as tall as the kid is.
You'd have to be a monster.
And the kid
not
was
to.
Wearing a kid-sized Victor Wembanyama yeah. jersey so then, as well.
So then Wemby's holding this little size, 70 or whatever, this little tiny jersey. And you're like, okay, that's a cool moment. How sweet for that kid. It's great. And I'm
Brad,
sure he's given his jerseys to other players, to other fans, etc. The story gets pretty rough, though, because it was pointed out, I think yesterday or earlier this week, that that jersey has been listed on Golden Auctions for $10,000.
Oh, my God. Actual game-worn Victor Wembanyama jersey.
The jersey.
$10,000.
Are we assuming that it wasn't the kid who immediately went to his Golden Auctions account and put it up?
Immediately.
It
probably,
you see the picture. The kid, I don't know that he even talks yet.
Yeah.
He's so small.
So little.
He's just a little guy. Yeah, it has been. The auction begins next Wednesday, and the starting bid is $10,000. And I'm on the Golden Auctions website right now, and they're talking about how much of a superstar Wemby is and gonna be, and this is, Jordan and Kobe. They're not playing anymore, but this is your chance to get a Victor Wembanyama game used jersey, and it even talks about the jersey swap. It does not say anything in here about.
Who posted it?
We know. I mean, it's the kid's family.
Yeah,
the dad.
The dad.
I would assume. That's my assumption, at least. I saw somebody goes, at this point, NBA fans are at least just hoping that all the profits will go towards the kid's college fund or something like that. And others just see it as a complete exploitation.
Sure. You see it. I've seen it at Petco Park. I've seen it at other ballparks, too. I've seen dads sending their kids, really being forceful about, get me this, get me that. Sports dads.
Let me point something out. Let's say you would like to buy a game-worn jersey, okay? Of a favorite athlete. Where did that jersey come from originally?
From the athlete.
Probably.
Yeah.
They gave it to someone. It could have been a kid. It probably was a kid.
They could have just given it to the team to sell,
I guess.
They have that little thing at Petco Park, that little stand that has this is Jake Cronenworth's shoe and stuff. Yeah.
But, we're essentially saying, we wouldn't approve of athletes selling their own jerseys after every game. That doesn't seem right either. So unless they give it to someone, there wouldn't be any game-worn jerseys out there necessarily.
I think that would make me legit sick to my stomach. Like, Manny, all right, wore this tonight, got three knocks. Who wants it? $2,500. Bro, come on.
They certainly could.
They
I don't
could.
Think there's anything stopping them. I guarantee you there'd be a fresh jersey the next day
sitting
in their locker to do it again. I mean, no one's going to stop them if they wanted to, but they get a better feel for it. So, they give them away. Not every day, but they give them away. And then some of them eventually end up, obviously, on the resale market, at memorabilia shops, online, on auctions. There they all come from the same place.
Andros says, this is why we shouldn't just give stuff to kids. Just give it to whoever really wants it. Kids have the rest of their lives to get memorabilia. That is a take, my friend. That is a real, real take.
I mean, it's wild how simply posting that up at auction, it turns such a feel-good, fun, cute story.
Yeah,
into
a great picture.
You feel disgusting now.
Now, again, like, what? We say this. Now, tomorrow, I'll be like, well, it turns out the kid has cancer. And the dad, like, just like the Philly story. Well, I mean, you just never know.
I guess I would say that that would be a good thing to put in this, like, eight-paragraph description.
Yeah,
the
fair enough. Fair enough.
Adam Paul says Tony Gwynn Jr. has said that the jerseys are the property of the team. Well, does that mean when they hand their jersey over to even another player that they get a bill from the team? I'm doubting that you know, those, like Wemby, when he does a jersey swap, gets a bill from the Spurs for the cost of his jersey to be replaced the next day.
I'd like to do a jersey swap with someone at fantasy camp. I've never done one. I'd like to do it. It's fantasy camp. You get to live out your fantasy.
Paul can
if we're
swap
on different teams.
If we're on different teams, yes, 100%. I like that.
That's a good move.
Well, you're not a memorabilia guy. I'm not a game worn memorabilia guy, but you know, when I was a kid, you know, elbowing grown men out of the way for autographs when I was a little kid was kind of annoying, you know.
Before your jersey swap, Polly, with Woodsy, you'll definitely want to make sure he's
showered
and he's figured out his
new
deodorant situation.
Is it getting worse?
No, I wiped it down.
Okay.
You wiped it down. It's okay.
Before we move on, you said there was an update to that story. Wemby,
so just like 20 minutes ago, Wemby retweeted the story. Like this, hey, this is now on auction. And he just had the deeply crying
emoji.
He's sad. Of course he would be sad.
Yeah, it's
Wemby
a bummer.
Seems like a thoughtful, sensitive French guy.
In sports collecting and everything, it's a very lucrative business. I get it. I have a few things that I personally love, but it's kind of gross. Like, I think it's weird when I see, like, guys, like, adults, full-grown men with, like, a binder full. Like, one autograph's not good enough. Can you sign
17.
All 12 of these baseball cards?
Yeah.
It's weird. I love it when athletes will go. I've heard athletes say on the subject, if a kid asks me for an autograph, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Done. If an adult asks me for an autograph, I ask them what their name is.
Ooh.
Personalize it.
And then they personalize it for him.
Good luck selling that one. Unless you can find a guy named Woods. All right.
Limits your market.
We'll move on. Feel-good story, finally. Feel-good story, but a positive story here. Locally in San Diego, Comic-Con, not going anywheres. There has been a lot of debate over the last couple of years with Comic-Con and their future here in San Diego. Obviously, so many businesses in San Diego, especially downtown in the Gaslamp, they depend on Comic-Con. They can plan their whole annual budget based on how they do that week.
Sure.
And it was up in the air on if Comic-Con was going to be sticking around. The organization, I don't believe they were very happy with how things have gone with hotel prices and
sure.
all that. That doesn't matter anymore because they were on a one-year extension to try to get this all figured out. And now it was announced yesterday that Comic-Con will be sticking around at least through 2027. So
okay, two more. So
25, 26, and 27.
Extra year.
It's you know, it's like the Super Bowl when your event gets big enough and you know cities have to start bidding and
yes.
you know for the you know we want your event to come here, here's what we can offer you, this, well, you start to throw your weight around a
yep.
little bit. And Comic-Con that it can throw its weight around a little bit and try to get some concessions from San Diego, from the hotels that are in the area. Right, I know you like the business, but we don't like it when you
blank
double
right.
charge our Comic-Con attendees for their hotel prices. So what are you going to do about it? Because if you don't do something, well, you know, Fresno is looking really good for Comic-Con in the middle of summer.
Des Moines is incredible. It's got they built a new convention center in Des Moines. And, you know, you think about it. Of course, we live here and we're obviously very biased. But if you had to go to Comic-Con every year, you wouldn't want it moved from San Diego. You just wouldn't. You're like, oh, great. I got to go to Seattle or Portland, whatever, Nashville. Like, forget it, man.
So I know, I don't know enough about Comic-Con. I know they have like New York has a big one.
Yeah.
As well, I've always been kind of told San Diego though
that's Comic-Con. The one.
Does LA have a Comic-Con?
I don't know. I'm sure they
because
do.
Because it's
some
kind
sort.
Of strange to me that it's stuck around in San Diego for this long.
Yeah.
Because they're all LA studios.
Yep.
LA celebrities, like they all come down for the week, but it's kind of remarkable that it hasn't just
that this is the
been
one
up there forever.
Yeah, Gus says, yeah, they do have one there. It's the same company.
Okay,
they do have one up in L.A. as well. But this is the one. This is the this is the mecca where everyone wants to come.
It's almost as though people, when deciding between Los Angeles and San Diego, actually sometimes prefer San Diego for various various reasons. Where you could choose Los Angeles, they have just about everything that San Diego has, but when you weigh all the different factors at play and you look and you know, you're trying to decide where to put a Comic-Con or, you know, a baseball player for the next 6 years, that San Diego is a pretty good choice.
I agree.
Said person.
I agree.
Brandon says maybe Roki likes comics.
Maybe.
That's a good selling point. Hey, you got Comic-Con for at least a couple
We really
years.
Don't know. He may be, I mean, there's Japanese anime, you know, that's a big part. Maybe he loves it and, like, saw San Diego Comic-Con, and that's one of the reasons he's interested in coming here.
To come across the table. I'm going to kill you with my bare hands.
Actually, Roki, we're on the road that week.
I'm going to murder you with my bare hands.
I mean, he's a pitcher. I mean, he doesn't need to be around for every game when he's not pitching. If he wants to go to Comic-Con, go to Comic-Con, Roki.
Do you think that it gets figured out today or no?
It was, if I'm not mistaken, Joel Wolf said, anticipate more toward the end of the window than the beginning. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, but he also said he wants a really small market, and he's being flirted with by LA, and that's not a small market. So
he said that was one of the potential factors. Okay. But I think he said directly, it's probably more toward the end of the
I wonder if he's still there in the complex or in the offices, because that's what you do. You keep him there until he says, fine.
I don't think so.
What do you think he's doing?
I think he's probably...
You said yesterday he's writing down his pros and cons
probably
list.
Meeting with his agents at the agent's office. And
all right, let's go. Pros. Cons. Comic-Con. I wish that we could just get it over with. Shoot me between the eyes, okay? Shoot me Rip between the eyes. Off. Rip it off. One way or the other.
My guess is you're going to have to start slowly peeling the Band-Aid for another couple days.
If it's San Diego, I don't care when. It can be Thursday.
That's true.
It can be any time.
Take your time,
weekend.
Buddy.
If it's the Dodgers.
Just get it. Just.
I want it Friday at 10:05 would be great.
Yes.
Give us. No, we're not on the air until Tuesday.
See
we're
you guys Tuesday. You know Adam's going to make us do a video, a reaction video, if it happens right when we're off.
You can do it from the Dateland.
Yes, the Dateland
stop on the way to
maybe
Fantasy
Cafe
Camp.
Odessa. That's where we'll.
Yeah, there you go. If it's early, you can do it at Cafe Odessa. If it's later, you can do it from Dateland. All right, Annie and Elston are coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.